Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44047 through 44053. We did receive one bid on track 44054, advertised as 2,500 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 143.84 acres. The bidder is Pinnacle Energy International USA 1 LLC. Pinnacle Energy International USA 1 LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $28,995.27. $28,995.27, or a per acre value of $201.58. Annual rentals are $14,497.64. $14,497.64. Royalties are 20.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44055 through 44057. We did receive one bid on track 44058, advertised as 461 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Swift Energy Operating LLC. Swift Energy Operating LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $183,371.97. $183,371.97, or a per acre value of $397.77. Annual rentals are $91,685.99. $91,685.99. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on 44055, 56, or 57. We did mention that we received that one bid that was read for 44058. We received one bid on track 44059, advertised as 225.12 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Anadarko E&P Onshore LLC. Anadarko E&P Onshore LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $118,413.12. $118,413.12, or a per acre value of $526. Annual rentals are $59,206 $59,206.56. $59,206.56. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44060, advertised as 5.3201 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,660. $2,660, or a per acre value of $500. Annual rentals are $1,330. $1,330. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 44061, advertised as 225.12 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Anadarko E&P Onshore LLC. Anadarko E&P Onshore LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $118,413.12. $118,413.12. Or a per acre value of $526. Annual rentals are $59,206.56. $59,206.56. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44062, advertised as 79.62 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Say Oil Company. Say Oil Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,379.10. $4,379.10, or a per acre value of $55. Annual rentals are $2,190. $2,190. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44063 through 44066. We did receive one bid on track 44067, advertised as 2,481.32 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 598.72 acres. 598.72 acres. The bidder is Castech Energy Partners, LP. Castech Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $210,150.72. $210,150.72, or a per acre value of $351. Annual rentals are $105,075.36. $105,075.36. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44068 through 44074. Track 44075 is going to be recommended to be withdrawn at today's lease sale, and that will complete the opening and the reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of bids meeting. The committee meeting should be begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Lease Review Committee will now be called into session. A roll call, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Briette, Mr. Schutz,
here,
Mr. Cordero, Mr. Lambert, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders,
present,
Mr. Klein, Mr. Height. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting, and I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to present the agenda.
Thank you. Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,783 active leases covering nearly 740,000 acres. Genie staff reviewed since the last board meeting. Some 163 leases covering 46,000 acres, and of the 163, there are two leases discussed in more detail today. We'll begin with State Lease 1217, Bay de Chine. Committee last reviewed this lease on August 13, 2014. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that SWIFT appear before this committee at 9:30 a.m. September 10th to present their plan of development on State Lease 1217. By letter dated August 20th, 2014, SWIFT reported that a new geoscience and reservoir engineering team had been recently assigned to the Bay de Chine field. SWIFT touched on their early stages of mapping possible updip fill pays, further identification of a deep subsalt play, and rerunning their economics in light of the existing commodity prices. SWIFT also commuted by phone that due to scheduling conflicts, they would not be able to appear before the committee today, but in lieu thereof, offered to travel to Baton Rouge and meet with the staff prior to the next board meeting. Staff is recommending rescinding the previous recommendation that SWIFT appear before this committee today, and that SWIFT schedule a meeting with the staff prior to October 8, 2014, discussing more detail their plan of development on the lease.
Question, please.
Yes, sir.
Are we excusing them for coming before this board in lieu of coming to visit with the staff?
Yes, sir. We hope to, with the meeting, we hope to get more out of them in the face-to-face meeting.
I'm not questioning staff's judgment on it at all, but is that a ploy to not come before this board? That's, if they don't work it out with you, that's going to be my position.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not negative to what the staff is doing.
Right.
I'm not.
I understand.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. State Lease 192C, West Bay Field, Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. This committee last reviewed this lease on February 13, 2013. The board adopted committee's recommendation to grant Hillcorp until August 13, 2014 to provide a status update on their activities on the lease. By letter dated August 7, 2014, Hillcorp reported that they had drilled and completed the State Lease 192 PP number 181 well at a cost of approximately $5.4 million. The well had an initial test of 626 barrels per day. It was also reported that an additional $7.5 million was spent on workovers and recompletion for eight wells on the lease. For the remainder of the year, Hillcorp anticipates provided management approval to drill two additional wells totaling approximately $13 million and perform two recompletions at the cost of $4.1 million. According to Hill Corp, the average daily production in the West Bay field is approximately 4,000 barrels per day and approximately 6 BCF of gas. The staff recommends accepting Hill Corp's report, and they be granted until August 12, 2015 to provide a status update on their activities on the lease. I'm sorry, I made a correction there. At $6 million a day, not $6 billion a day. Any questions?
Thank you.
One other item is a 29E waiver letter that we issued to Leon Como & Associates on behalf of Hill Corp. Basically, it was a spacing issue between two wells on State Lease 192, and we granted that waiver for them to produce those two wells on a lease basis. If there are not any further questions, Mr. Bradbury.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, good morning. I have one matter to bring before your attention. Energy Properties has requested another six-month extension of the recognition of force majeure condition to complete the pipeline negotiations and restore State Lease 725 to productive status. Staff recommends going the board give them another 6 months until the March 2015 board meeting, and we'll revisit the matter at that time. Energy Properties is making shut-in payments, you know, as required by the 2005 policy, and they still have several more payments they can make.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendations.
Move, Sanders.
Well, first, let me ask, are there any other questions, comments from the board? Are there any public comments or questions? I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting.
Move.
Who was that? Mr. Arnold made a motion. Mr. Schutz second. The motion carries. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned.
Thank Mr. Smith, I apologize for anticipating you.
That's no problem.
But he had moved and it triggered.
Yes, sir.
He being on.
Yes. Thank you all.
Let me call a nomination and track amendment to order. Take a roll, please. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mrs. Schutz?
Here.
Mrs. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Here.
Mr. Hike? And with myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Mr. Fondo.
Good morning, Mr. Arnold.
I do appoint you as our designee.
Thank you, sir. Previous approval was, by the board was granted to staff to process and advertise 29 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the September 11, 2013 mineral lease sale, this office received 51 nominations for advertisement. The next item deals with withdrawal.
Mr. Emile, that's the October 11, 2014 lease sale.
The 29 tracts were advertised for the September 10, 2014 mineral lease sale.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, historically,
okay,
we received 51 nominations.
Thank you.
And then the next item deals with tract 44075, which is situated in Calcasieu Parish, Louisiana. This tract was advertised incorrectly. When we receive nominations, we take the letter of application and information that is submitted to us, and the applicant neglected to make it a portion bid instead of an entire bid. Therefore, it was advertised incorrectly as submitted to us. So staff recommends that tract 44075 be withdrawn from today's lease sale.
You have a motion to that effect, please?
Second.
Move by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Segura, that we remove tract 44075 and return all bids, correct?
If there are any bids, yes, sir.
Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
And the final item is seven nominations received by the Office of Mineral Resources for the November 12, 2014 lease sale, or pending approval by the board for advertising. For the November 13, 2013 mineral lease sale, this office received 104 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends that they be given authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the November 12, 2014 lease sale.
You have a motion to that effect? Mr. Smith moves. Mr. Segura seconded. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, a motion carries. I believe that is it, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Being no further items on the agenda, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think go ahead and call the audit committee to order. Take roll call. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mrs. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Hike? Here. Myself, do have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Norman.
Good morning.
Ms. Newman. I do appoint you our designee for this very short agenda.
Thank you. Item number one on the audit agenda is the staff report to the committee that the election for September 2014 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Tax Code Global Settlement Agreement. And that concludes the audit agenda.
I appreciate it. There's no action needed on this. There being no further items on the agenda, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kind of mixing me up this morning. Call to order the nomination track committee. I'm sorry, legal and title. Committee, please. Nominate you, Ms. Tech.
Good morning.
You're going to be the spokesman today?
I'll be the spokesman today.
Thank you.
Okay, Adam, or do you have to do your roll call?
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Briette? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero? Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein? Mr. Hike? Mr. Chairman, we have six members present and a quorum.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number one is a request for final approval of a lease amendment between the state and SR Acquisitions 1 LLC. State lease number 21214 to exclude the language in the lease that gives control over the lease to two school boards in Concordia and Boyles Parish. What happens is this is school indemnity lands. The parishes themselves can only govern leases on 16 sections, but this is not a 16th section. So we have to strike that language out. Only the state can administer leases on that land. So we're asking the board to approve the lease amendment that strikes the language giving control over this lease to the school boards, and it remains in the state.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I move to approve staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Ms. Smith, for the second. Is there any discussion by the board? Any public comment or discussion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number two is a request by the staff for a 30-day extension to confect operating agreements between the state and QEP on about 6,000 acres, a lot of it belonging to wildlife and fisheries. This is title controversy land, and it involves a number of leases that will be taken. And it's in sections 4, 12, 13, and 14, Township 14 North, Range 12 West, in Red River Parish. And the staff is asking for a 30-day extension of the period to confect the leases.
That's 600 acres.
600 acres, yes.
What's the pleasure of the board? Chair will entertain a motion.
Move to accept.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. Thank you, sir. Any discussion by the board on the motion? Any discussion by the public? Comment by the public? Any objection to the motion? Hear none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number three is a request by staff that state leases 21-482 and 21-483, which were originally tract number 44030 at August lease sale, be ratified. What happened is this bid was the second acceptable bid, and it had an additional consideration that the party would spend $500,000 in within the first year, or the leases would be returned to the state. However, there was a bid that was more acceptable as the first acceptable, and split the land here into two sections, and they were given the option to accept leases on those two parts, which they did. But the $500,000 is for the whole part. So what they did is we put language in there that said that the party could spend the $500,000 on one or both of the two tracks within the first year. So that's what we're asking the board to approve those ratified leases.
I make a motion to approve that change.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Smith. A second. Is there any board discussion on this issue or this motion? Is there any public comment or discussion on this matter? Any objection by the board to this matter? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Item number four is a report on Act 48 of the 2014 legislative session.
Good morning, Mr. Harper.
How are you doing? Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Bob Harper, retired DNR employee back on temporary assignment. I'm glad to see everybody again.
And want good to see you, sir.
Thank you. And want to especially say hi to Mr. Hike, since he's been appointed since I was here last. I'm here today to discuss something that Secretary Schutz has asked me to look into. As you may be aware, at the last session of the legislature, Act 48 was passed that permitted the Office of Mineral Resources to accept electronic fund transfers in addition to certified or cashier's checks or money orders. We are currently preparing for discussions with the official state bank, Chase, to determine if this could be implemented with the current process of paper-driven bids. We're also looking into hiring a firm to implement an optional online bidding process that would provide the ability for a person or firm seeking a state mineral lease to submit their request online in conjunction with an electronic transfer or deposit in the minerals account at Chase. There are at least two firms providing this service in at least four states, Utah, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Colorado, that are doing online submissions at the current time. And in fact, the Louisiana Department of Transportation is utilizing online bidding for highway projects with great success. We believe if we're successful, it will be a benefit to our customers by ensuring the accuracy of their submissions and negating the need to travel to Baton Rouge and submit paper proposals. As I said earlier, we're just looking into this and no decision has been made. And if we decide to go forward, we will certainly be back before the board for your concurrence. I'll be happy to try and answer any questions anyone might have and have DNR IT Director Rizwan Ahmed with me to assist me.
I have a question. How do you submit a bid electronically? Do you just put in your amounts, or do you actually somehow secure those funds and then they're retracted back if you don't get the bid?
Yeah, you will. The way it would work is you would simply fill out pretty much the forms that are used by the board right now. The advantage of doing it online is that if the accuracy would be checked, all required information that has to be entered would have to be entered before the firm would accept it. All the mathematical calculations would be ensured that they are correct. And then at that same time, you would submit the proposal to the company that's handling it. You would at the same time submit a deposit to our account in Chase. And then the board, the staff, once the bids are open, the staff would open the proposal, read the proposal just like they do now, and we would ensure that the funds are deposited with Chase. And then if the proposal is accepted, we would simply release all funds except for that one deposit in Chase that would be transferred to our operating account.
So, you know what I mean? Like now, they just give, they put up a check, right?
Right, yes.
But that check isn't processed unless they get it.
Yes.
So in this sense, they would process, they would actually deposit the funds and then they would return them?
Yes, deposits with the funds would go into an escrow account in Chase.
Right.
And we would have, if there were seven proposals that were proposed, that were submitted online, there would be seven separate deposits. If one of those were accepted, six would be returned. Right. The seventh one would be transferred to our operating appropriation.
Okay.
We discussed it with the treasurer. They seem very comfortable with it. We've also discussed it with the state cash management board, and they seem very comfortable with it. And actually, they seem to have a higher level of security with the electronic transfers as opposed to paper checks.
Yeah.
Sanders, please. Sir.
Yes, sir.
All of the funds that are transferred into that account with our official deposit bank, those are immediately backed up with backup security pursuant to law, are they not?
Yes, sir, at the bank.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Question.
Yes, sir.
In most public projects, for municipalities at least, and parish governments, there's a process of evaluating whether or not the public bid complies with certain requirements. I'm not familiar with Act 48. Is there a difference between that which exists presently under the public bid law as opposed to what is proposed in Act 48?
No, all Act 48 did was it was a very specific requirement that said that when bid proposals came in, they had to be either in a certified check, a cashier's check, or a bank money order. Electronic deposits were not allowed by law. We even met with the auditor's office about this. Everybody seemed comfortable, but the law was very specific. They said we could it only authorized certified cashiers or bank money orders. It did not allow electronic transfer. So all Act 48 did was allow electronic cash transfers. It changed nothing else.
So it didn't really mandate either.
No, sir. We view this as an optional program. If our customers want to use it, they can certainly use it. If they want to continue with the paper-driven process, they can continue with the paper-driven process.
And there's no other documentation which may or may not invalidate the bid process?
No, sir.
Necessary.
The bid process will basically stay the same. It will simply be an electronic submission.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Any comments?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Harper.
Glad to see everybody again.
Good to see you.
Okay. The next item was we were to give a report on the new lease form this month. However, we were still getting a meeting with some parties regarding the new lease form, and we're still compiling the comments that we've already had. And so we're reporting today that we are going to give you a report on the new lease form plus all of the comments at the next board meeting rather than this board meeting. And it's just notification that that's what we're going to do. There's going to be a full report on the new lease form plus the comments that we have, including comments that may be coming in from the party that requested it at the next board meeting. And then we have two items in executive session.
May I make a comment about that, Mr. Chairman? May I comment about that just a second? And that is this. As I review the comments from industry, I haven't reviewed them all, but consistently they seem to object to the bonding requirements, right?
Correct.
And it's curious to me why. And I guess the only real objection to me would be, well, you know, it's too expensive. I would assume. They might have some other hidden agendas, but that would be the only legitimate objective, I would think. So what I'd like to know is, what is the cost of a bond, $500,000 to $1 million or so? You know, what is a $500,000 bond? What would it cost? What would a $1 million bond cost? And what are the parameters of private leases with regards to bonding requirements? Have you all really looked into that? And
well, we've looked into private leases. As far as the cost of bonding, that depends on the company itself, but we can certainly provide information as to what the cost would be.
Yeah, just approximate. I'd like to know, is this a legitimate objection?
A lot of your larger companies are now wanting to go self-insured.
Well, that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. That's
if
part
you're
of the
go bankrupt, you're going to go bankrupt.
Right.
You're gonna,
so what we'll do is we can certainly provide the cost of bonds for those type of things, and we will. That's part of the report that we're going to make.
Yeah, and I realize different bonding companies are going to require different procedures and or amounts, but we can get a general idea of what we're talking about.
Certainly.
Particularly at looking at some of the private leases and what the requirements are in the private sector, and we can get a general idea of whether or not this is truly an objectionable concern.
Correct. We will.
Thank you.
That's going to be part of our report. Okay, we have items in the executive session.
Mr. Hagg, Chairman has a question or observation. Wouldn't you generally think that the cost of the bond is going to be quite variable depending on the strength of the capital of the person or entity seeking the bond?
It will be, and not only on that, it's going to be dependent upon how deep the well they're going to drill, what the environmental concerns in the area, all those things are being considered. So that's correct.
My question is,
we can provide a range, can we not, Mr. Hack?
We could. That's one of the things we're going to do is find what the range of bond costs, and we'll let the board know when we provide the new lease form.
I'm not raising any kind of objection. Just
I understand.
As a lawyer and a business person looking at it, that's going to be very difficult for us to price on an individual basis.
Right.
And I'm not negative to the counsel's.
Right. I understand.
Question about it.
But Mr. Sanders, let me just make a comment here, and that is this, in my mind at least, you know, when you're buying insurance or you're requesting to purchase insurance, underwriters look at all of these circumstances and they come up with a price based on different variances. And if you go to Travelers, they're going to suggest one thing. If you go to Liberty Mutual, they're going to suggest something else. But at least we could get a range, if you would, based on these variances to see whether or not it's objectionable or not. You know, to me, just leaving it to the financial status of a company, you've seen what few months I've been on the board, we've seen what's occurred in that regard.
Well, when we give the report on the bonding requirement and the new lease form, we'll certainly have some information regarding the accessibility of bonds. Any more questions? Okay, we have two items in executive session.
I'll move to go executive session.
Can we,
second.
We could tell you the names of these items that we're going to talk about because they're on the agenda. It's Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC, versus State Mineral and Energy Board. It's in the 36th Judicial District Court, Beauregard Parish. And then Rainbow Gun Club versus Denbury Resources in Western District, Lake Charles.
Thank you, sir. You'll be in recess for a moment. How you doing? You hearing me today? Oh, okay.
I make a motion to come out of executive session.
Second.
Any objection? All in favor?
Aye. It looks like I've been elected to present these two matters to you. Ryan Seidem with the Attorney General's Office. We had the two matters in executive session mentioned previously. And as discussed, looking for board authority, our recommendation on the Mid-States matter is to seek an appeal of that matter to the Third Circuit Court of Appeal. And our recommendation is to appeal, and looking for the board's authority to do that. And then secondly, on the Rainbow Gun Club matter, at this time, based upon staff and AG analysis, it's our recommendation not to take any action with the possible reevaluation at a later time.
Thank
basically,
you, sir.
I just need approval from you guys on both of those items.
I'll move to take staff's recommendation on both issues.
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Any objection? Any public comment?
There are no further items on the legal side.
No further items?
No further items.
Thank you.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you.
All right. At this time, I'd like to open the regular board meeting and call it to order. We can recess it quickly and go back into the docket. Could I get a roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Bruyette? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein, Mr. Hike.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have seven members present and a quorum.
Great. Thank you. I'd like to entertain a motion for to go into recess so we can finish out the docket review committee.
So move.
Move by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries. We are in recess of the regular board meeting.
I'd like to call the order of docket review committee. Take a roll, please. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders? Mr. Hike?
Here.
Myself, we do have a quorum. Mr. Dennis, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I appoint you as a designee.
Thank you. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources have reviewed those items requiring board approval for the September 10, 2014 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve item number one. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number one through items 15. Item 16, defer at the request of staff. Please approve items number 17 through items number 20. Item number 21, approve subject to the approval of the governor. Please approve items number 22 through items number 27. Item 28, defer at the request of staff. And please approve items number 29. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, please approve item number one. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve item number one, and this will complete the staff's recommendation to the docket review committee.
Thank you, sir. You've heard staff's report and recommendation. A motion to approve, please.
Move.
Move by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing that, motion carries. Are there no further items on the agenda? We are adjourned. Thank you.
All right. I'd like to entertain a motion to go back in the regular session of the board meeting. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Item 2 is the approval of the August 13, 2014 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Adoption three is the, or item three is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A, lease review committee. B, nomination track committee. C, audit committee. D, legal and title controversy committee. E, the Docket Review Committee. Any questions or discussion on any of those committee recommendations? We have a motion approved by Mr. Arnold, a second by Mr. Hike. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Those recommendations are approved. Item four is our executive session for our technical briefing. Are we ready for that? Okay. I guess we'll go into recess until that time. So do we have a motion to go into recess for our technical briefing? Or until we can have our technical briefing? Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Schutz. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're in recess. Thank you. Until for the next few minutes. Like to entertain a motion to go back into regular session for a second so we can go in. I have a motion by Mr. Arnold. Do I have a second by Mr. Cordero? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're in regular session. Now we need a motion to go into our executive session for our technical briefing.
So moved.
A motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? Any questions? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're in executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes. Like to entertain a motion to go back in the regular session from our executive session. Moved by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Item five is the awarding of the leases. Appoint Mr. Vic Vaughn to present the information to us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 44060, we had one bid by Strata Acquisitions. They bid $500 an acre and 22.5% royalty. This was an agency tract. The town of Blanchard required a minimum acceptable bid of $500 per acre and 25% royalty. The staff recommends that this bid be rejected for insufficient consideration. And as we normally do, we would advertise this again, but in this case, since the tract has already been advertised with a minimum bid, the staff recommends that the board not re-advertise this tract. As to the remaining tracts receiving bids, we're recommending that all of those bids be accepted.
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation and accept the bids.
We have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation on those bids by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Those bids are awarded as leases. Item six, is the any announcements?
Yes, sir. We have a few announcements. First of all, I'd like to introduce Ms. Tanya Duncan. She's in the audience. She's a new employee. She's an auditor supervisor. She works in field audit, and she's domiciled here in Baton Rouge. And our total for today's lease sale is $663,723.30, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to almost $3.2 million. And finally, Mr. Arnold has a birthday coming up later this week, and a very happy birthday to him.
Oh, 39? Well, great. Happy birthday. Also, thank all of you who came out for our oil and gas seminar, and thank you for the staff for all the hard work for putting it together. I think it was a success. If there's no further business, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment on that? All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. We'll see you next month. Thank you.